New York lawmakers have introduced a measure that, if passed, would reform mayoral control of the Panel on Education Policy. The Panel on Education Policy has long been considered a rubber stamp for the mayor's education policy, even when it concerned what seemed like the arbitrary decision to close many public schools. WBAI's Rebecca Miles has more on the story.
People feel that even though they try to make their feelings known and heard, there's no one listening.
New York Senator Val Manette Montgomery from Brooklyn on the experiences she's heard from many parents attending the Panel on Education Policy hearings when it came to school closings or education changes.
The panel pays no respect to issues raised by parents. No matter how many people come out, no matter how they plead and beg and yell and scream and try to prove that a particular decision is not a good decision for that school or that community, there is just no hearing by this panel. The parents really have no vote there, and the decisions come from the top. So there is an assumption that it really is not a PEP that represents education policy in a real sense. It is not independent. There's this sense, and I've been to many PEP meetings, and the decisions have already been made, and people feel that even though they try to make their feelings known and heard, there's no one listening.
Senator Montgomery introduced a measure this legislative session to reform mayoral control of the Panel on Education Policy, despite that control not sunsetting until 2015. So why now?
Our position is it is not too soon to begin talking about a plan to change the relationship between the Department of Education and the city and the citizens of the city, especially the relationship between parents and the Department of Education. So even though it's early, we think that it's not too early to begin this discussion.
Under the new measure, the mayor could only appoint 4 appointees to the panel instead of the 8 he has been able to appoint of a 13-member panel. Many witnessed during Mayor Bloomberg's tenure that if any of his appointees disagreed with his plans, they either resigned or were fired. And for this reason, many considered the panel to be a rubber stamp for any mayoral decision. In the new panel composition, 5 borough presidents would each make an appointment, and the city council would choose 4. The measure is sponsored in the New York State Assembly by Queens Assemblyman David Weprin, who said the most important part of the measure is how the school's chancellor will be appointed.
The members of the panel, once they're constituted, would then appoint a chancellor, and the chancellor would report to the panel. So basically, this would deal with the, you know, situation that occurred with Kathy Black, where there was not sufficient input from the public, from a wide variety of people, and the mayor arbitrarily chose somebody, and obviously that turned out to be a disaster, and it set back the school system for about a year. Her starting, and then all the controversy, and her being removed. So basically, the mayor would still be the CEO of the school system, under my proposal, but it would basically have a separate panel without the mayor having the majority of appointment, which would actually appoint the chancellor and report to that panel.
A mayor spokesman told the New York Post, who were inquiring about the reform measure, that previous bills had failed time and time again, and they're confident it will be the case this year. But Senator Montgomery thinks 2013 is a very different year.
What we have also said is that this is an issue that needs to be raised with people who are running for mayor of the city. By 2015, the people who are running this year will be mayor. And it is our assumption that this is a good time for us and a good litmus test for people who are running for mayor as to what their position is as it relates to school governance in the city.
The idea for reforming the panel came from a legislative agenda item from the New York Parents Union, who introduced it first in 2012 under sponsorship of Senator Montgomery. Mona Davids is the executive director of the Parents Union and said other legislative items are to remove the waiver to select a school's chancellor and to have at least two of the meetings of the board regents held in New York City, the largest school district in the state per year, which currently doesn't hold any of its meetings here.
We always try to share with parents and educate them that New York City, our schools, is not governed by the city council. It's not governed by local community school boards like it once was. Our school system is governed by New York State education law and Albany. And as parents and as communities, if we want to have any say in our schools, we have to change the law in Albany, and we have to have a presence in Albany, and that's what our parents' union is focused on, legislation, 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 to empower parents and communities to have a voice in the schools.
So let's see how this measure fares in this 2013 election year for New York City mayor. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.